Well, I realize this is a little late, but I did bring my list of things that I want for Christmas. I thought I would just go through that, and you can bring them in whenever you get a chance. But in all seriousness, sometimes people say, do priests get gifts? Yeah, I mean, the people of God are very generous. There's no expectation. But people will drop off food, especially sweets. I'll eat some myself. I freeze some. I share it with family and friends. Sometimes you get a gift card or some cash or a nice card, and it's not the gift so much as what it says, that we support you, we love you, and we want to show our gratitude. So probably the most unique gift I ever got was a gift card for a pedicure. And happened my first year when I was in Marshfield, and I knew something was wrong. I'd take my shoes off, and the whole room would clear out, and especially my classmate, he'd start to gag. And anyway, I went in, and it's the only pedicure of my life. I'll never have another one, but this lady really knew her craft. She taught me some things that, for example, you can't wear the same black shoes and black socks 16, 17 hours a day. It just doesn't work. So I have a second pair of shoes. So I've got these for my weekend masses, and I got the other ones for the weekday, and that's all it took, and now my feet are fine. A gift. Well, the bishop always gives us a gift, too. Used to be isotoner gloves, but anyway, that's a joke. That was Dan Marino way back in the day, but he sends a nice card. He always writes a note. It's a very insightful note. I like what he writes, and he usually gives us a book. This year's from Bishop Barron about the Eucharist, and it's a fantastic book. I'm almost done with it already, and one of the insights that I like, it's relevant to our readings this morning, is that communion, because of our fallen condition, communion with God and with each other requires sacrifice. We're going to have to die to ourselves. We're going to have to make some sort of sacrifice to be close to each other. We're going to have to, well, with God's help, overcome our relentless ego. It's even in the vows when you get married that, you know, in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health, love is going to have to be sacrificial. It's going to have to suffer to grow, to become what it's meant to be. We see it in the readings, maybe more tonight if you come back for Christmas Eve Mass. The difference between the emperor, that's why the Holy Family's in Bethlehem, the emperor, Caesar Augustus, he wants a census to be conducted. So the Holy Family, they go to Bethlehem to be counted. And, well, he has all the power in the world. And so he has access to anything and everything. Imagine at his table, if you sat down, it would have been lavishly prepared. Versus Christ, who's, of course, the greatest person, a divine person, who ever lived in this world. And he's born in a barn. They lay him in a manger. And you know, a manger, that's where the animals eat their food. And look at the contrast that the emperor has access to any food he wants, and God comes and he says, I will give you my life. I will be your food. I will nourish you. It's the law of the gift. He's illustrating that the more you give, the more you receive. The more you take, the less you'll have. It's a paradox of sorts, but it's lived out in many ways. The more we give away our life, the more we receive it. The more we cling to it, well, the more we have sadness and fear. We see it in a lot of different ways. And let's see what the note card says here. New socks, new shoes. Oh, that was a different one there. So the idea, of course, is that the more we give, the more we receive. I was talking to this guy after the quarantine of 2020. He said that it was really a moment of an epiphany. He and his wife, they discovered that they weren't really spending that much time with their kids. And so they downsized. They got rid of one of their cars. One of them stopped working and stayed at home with the kids. And they found that they were happier, that they had less, but they received more. They had time with their family, the things that, it goes so fast. The kids grow up and pretty soon it's gone. So many times that we discover that if you want communion, you have to make a little sacrifice. And if you're willing to try, God will amplify, he'll magnify that. The second lesson is that, well, we might give, but then sometimes God says, no, not you, not yet, not in this way. David wants to build a temple, and God says, no, it's going to be your son Solomon. Isn't it amazing that sometimes God's ways are not our ways? Sometimes he has a different plan, and we don't always like that. We don't always understand it. There was a guy, his name was Lewis Martin, nice last name. Anyway, he wanted to be a priest, went to the monastery, they said no. This other lady, Zelly, she went to the convent to become a nun, they said no. They met each other, got married. They didn't think they were going to have any kids, but then they had a whole bunch. And they wanted to have a son who'd become a priest. They had two boys. They both died when they were little. And so nothing in their life really went according to plan. But they accepted, they trusted, they were obedient. Zelie and Louie are both canonized saints. Their daughter is the little flower, St. Therese, the greatest saint of the modern era. When things don't go the way we want them to, maybe it's because there's something better, something holier, something worth waiting for. And anyway, maybe we were going to do the right thing for the wrong reason. Maybe David wanted to build that temple to make it look like he was a great man. I met Mother Teresa one time, and that's my little claim to fame. And when you meet Mother Teresa, you'd always get a miraculous medal. So I got this little medal, and I'm like, who am I going to give this to? I had a college professor that loved Mother Teresa. So I wrote the note to him and explained where I got it and why I was giving it to him. And then I waited for him to write back and tell me what a wonderful human being I am and how thoughtful. And that letter never came. And then I began to realize after a long time, maybe that gift was to build me up. Maybe it was not so much for him, but for my own insecurity. Whatever it is that when we give something, we want so badly to be recognized. But the greater gift is the one that we give with a pure heart, no strings attached, just because there's a generosity that flows from our heart. Well, it's more blessed to give than to receive. Sometimes our gift seemingly is rejected. But the last lesson comes from the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's a good one for this time of the year. We're really busy. There's a lot going on. You're probably thinking about, what am I going to cook? How am I going to host everybody? Or should I watch the Packers today? But that ruins my Christmas. There are a lot of things that are working in our mind, a lot of things that we're thinking about. The Blessed Virgin Mary, she slows things down. She's aware of who's in front of her. She ponders, she prays, and so she's present. Many times in our life, we're going too fast, trying to do too many things. When we're preoccupied, we're really not all that present to each other. And so I think of my mom. Years ago when my niece was turning 3 years old, she had a big birthday party. Everybody brought a gift. There was a mountain of gifts. I didn't bring anything because I just said, I'll pray for you. I do that all the time. Anyway, my niece, she starts opening her gifts. And you know when you're three, a little girl, you're excited. She rips open the first one, and then the second one, and then the third one. And by the fourth one, I remember she didn't even finish opening it. She set it down, and she went over to Grandma, crawled up in her lap, and she said, Grandma, would you read a story to me? Because in the end, she knew that that's what we want. It's not stuff. It's a person. It's a relationship. It's someone that really cares for us. And so these little lessons before we celebrate the birthday of Jesus are important for us to recognize that God came to give. And he wants to do that for you and for me for all our life. And so we want to give. Sometimes it needs to be purified, refined. It has to be according to God's timing. But the Blessed Virgin Mary, she was able to give because first she received. She's the greatest of the human race, our mother, the mother of Jesus, the queen of heaven and earth.